Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be exciting because the one thing he has right now with the Browns that he's never had at Jackson State or at Colorado is a run game. And so the fact that he can play a balanced game, I'm excited to see what that looks like. That's something that we hadn't really seen before. But I expect him personally just to play within himself, play his game, do the easy stuff within the 20s and inside the 20 where he really excelled in college, be Shedeur Sanders. So he can play the Dillon Gabriel game within the 20s. And then once you get inside the 20s, that's when you see him supersede and play above the X's and O's. And that's where Shedeur Sanders really stood out at Jackson State. He stood out there in Colorado, and he's going to stand out here, I believe, in the pros in that regard.
Emery Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan, CBS Sports HQ. I wonder if the Browns would want that reversed. Shedeur in the open field where the field's longer, it's not truncated, you can make your plays there.
Yeah.
And then once you get within the red zone, then we want you to clench up.
Oh, so the red zone's not anything that I'm really worried about with him, because in the red zone in college, he was just, I mean, he was awesome. It was the I think he ended up, as far as FBS records are concerned, it was like the fifth highest completion percentage in the red zone. But it is a college football in a whole. I have a million red zone stats for him. I think he'll be good there. I really do. But I love the idea of like branding the shorter throws and the shorter plays is like, that's where you get in your Dillon Gabriel mindset. Like, I really think that might connect with Stefanski. We need to like just brand it
if
that
Shedeur
way.
If Shedeur panders to Stefanski by being like, I'm going to give you a couple Dillon throws.
And it just throws like a normal pass that he would, whatever, but he comes back and it's like a seven yard play. And he's like, see, that was my Dillon. That was my Dillon play.
You like my Dillon play, Kev, huh? The only thing I would say is like, I'll go back to the reds. I think it was red zone play. Cause I think it was, I can't remember the exact yardage, but the Larvadane throw in the end zone when you had Judy right there for the first down.
Oh yeah. No, he was out of the red zone at that point.
I think that's the time where, and again, I think some of this is dependent because that's third and long. So you're in third and long or third and manageable. Hey, let's live to fight another day. I think that's the kind of thing where I think they're going to want him to go Dillon Gabriel.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see what he does in that moment, if he pulls the trigger or if he doesn't. But I can't stress it enough. Like, what makes him special is the things that where he isn't Dillon Gabriel-esque. And so, like, I just feel like you don't dim that light. I feel like in those moments, you should try to swerve into making sure that you keep the specialness there and you don't try to tamp that down.
216-474-0092. You heard what Emery Hunt had to say there about when Shedeur can be Dillon Gabriel and when he can be Shedeur Sanders. I think that'll be the push and pull of the Browns game planning on Sunday. But big breaking news earlier today, the Browns announcing a 3-year, $33 million extension with Alex Wright, who was set to be a free agent this offseason. Obviously, there's plenty of questions that emanate from this. Mm-hmm. I do think it was interesting that initially people were like, well, Andrew Berry still got his job. I was like, it was really a 2-year deal, but it's 3 years, $33 million. That's penny, that's cushion change in 2025 in the NFL.
Well, so Zach Jackson tweeted out, this seems like an operational move or organizational move, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what maybe got people like, oh, does this mean Berry still got his job? What does this mean for Andrew Berry? And it's like, well, what I do find interesting out of it, and I would bet even Zach would agree on this, is the idea that they spent even more money on the defensive side of the ball when they're very cap limited as is. Mm-hmm. And so like that part I do find fascinating, because it's like you need so much help on the offensive side, and you need so much to get better on the offensive side. And Alex Wright has been great. He deserved all the money and everything that comes with it. But you are then putting more resources towards a defense that is great. some point you do have to kind of try to balance out the scales a little bit. This isn't the time. I like this move, but it does feel like at some point you do have to try to balance that out.
I think the only problem with giving any money to Alex is
the resources on the offense.
And I think Alex is actually one of the best picks that Andrews had. He's a really good football player, and what makes him so equipped for this defense is his ability to play inside and out equally effective. Like, you can rush him on third downs up the middle. He can play a little bit of defensive tackle on earlier downs if you want him to, and lighter packages. He obviously was the starting defensive end. He just hasn't been healthy. And it's really tough. Like, I know we're so early in a career, maybe he finds some health. But it's similar to like DeJuan Jones, where people aren't just counting him as the starting right tackle going into next year. It's because every season he's been here has ended in injury. I can't think of a season where Alex, his season didn't end in injury.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And it's one of those things where I mean, they're obviously getting excited about what it is that he's done this year. PFF has him as the second best defensive player on this team. And it's not even like it's miles behind Myles Garrett either. Like, he's been really, really good. Can't stress that enough, but sometimes your ability is your best ability.
I would imagine the Browns, I think this has been the year the Browns really didn't do a lot of moving money around into future years, right? I would imagine that
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think people's read on this, which is, man, you don't have a lot of resources on the offensive side of the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did move some money around to try and open up some opportunities to pay at least a couple guys on offense next year.
Well, so that's just kind of what the whole thing just screamed to me. Was like, all right, you're going to pay another defensive player. I just don't know. You're very cap limited as is. You're going to have to make some money work, and we can always find ways, but like it does seem hard to... Like if I think about what the Bears did in paying that guard-center-guard combo to revamp that offensive line... We can't spend that on a Joe Tooney like they did. You know, like it just doesn't.
Not right now, but if you were to re-sign David Njoku and Wyatt Teller and kick their
and you're going to have to do a lot. You're going to have to do a lot of this type of stuff is the point.
Oh,
they can
no,
do
agreed.
It, and they can do it. I part of me too. The other side of this is wondering if this is Andrew Berry almost boasting up and kind of propping up one of his own draft picks too.
Oh no, that makes total sense. Yeah, like if this was he's a really nice football player. I really do. I can't stress enough, when Alex is healthy, he's damn near an underrated Cleveland Brown at this point because he's an incredibly impactful player. But I have a feeling if John Dorsey had drafted him in 2019, I don't think this is a player that Andrew gives an extra contract to, given everything you've said and I've said.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. Like, the timing of it seems a little funny as well. You know what I mean? I'm not against it. I'm not. I'm trying to figure out this offseason, then, how much money you're going to move to the offensive side of the ball. Like, are we going to do, is what we did this year just going to be what we do next year too? Where you just try to have this dominant defense and then you just have a bunch of really young players on the offensive side of the ball and hope that that's kind of how you attack this as they grow? It seems like an interesting plan if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect, I think the difference is I would expect them to add one or two free agents on the offensive side. It's just not going to be a top 10, top 15, top 20 free agent.
I mean,
it's going to be solid football players, but I think that's the kind of guys you're bringing in.
You can look at it and be like, they spent money on the offensive side of the ball. Like, they have. They spent money on Wyatt Teller. They spent money on Jack Conklin. They spent money on Joe Patoni to come back another year. They spent money on Jerry Jeudy. Like, they did spend money over there.
It's just none of it's been well spent.
None of it's been well spent, exactly. So that's part of the... It feels like almost a crime that I'm yelling at him, like, I need you to spend money on the offensive side of the ball, when in reality, I just need you to spend on better players on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, can we just get... And maybe, can we start developing players? Like, Alex Wright,
that's the problem.
If we get to, like, the level of player developed on the offensive side of the ball, And if Alex Wright was a left tackle instead of a defensive end, Alex would be the best offensive player they've developed under Stefanski and Barry in the last 5 years, right?
Yeah, we just don't have these success stories on the offensive side of the ball.
And he's probably on the defensive side of the ball, with seventh or eighth best developed.
We got so many different guys that I can point to on the defensive side of the ball that are not only just this year alone, that are having career years, and not many people saw it coming.
216-474-0092. So the big news earlier today is the Browns extending Alex Wright. Again, we're happy for the guy.
Yeah.
So it's not about like we're happy for the player. I just think between the defensive side of the ball and the injuries, it is an interesting player to extend considering where you are. But what does the Alex Wright extension tell you about where the Browns are, the quarterback Deadpool with Commissioner Jake Murrin?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.